Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I'm a bro, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Thank you guys for tuning in to yet another episode of Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome sauce co-host Mo Beans. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You already know. Light something up, roll something up, drink something up, pour something up, kick it.
Let's
kick it with
it.
Your people. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's talk about
That's
it.
That's right, man. Listen, I'm so excited tonight. It's a lituation tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, I took a hiatus and I wasn't drinking. And tonight I'm drinking a little bit. So
okay, sipping. Right.
But I'm coherent tonight, all right?
Yeah.
So check this out. We're going to get into some good topics. I have some awesome guests in the house with me right now.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's going to be amazing tonight, man. You know, we're going
to
have
different
standpoints.
Happy Mother's Day to you, too, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, my God. You know what? That alone, bro. I got so much Mother's Day love. You know, people know how I am in reference to my kids. I call them the asshole crew. And you know what I'm saying? Like, so many people were just, like, sending so much, you know, Mother's Day love to me. So thank you to everybody. If I didn't get back to you, I actually took today to rest. If you guys don't know, I speak about it, but I don't speak about it a lot. Today marks 10 years that my mother has been gone, that she's crossed over. But I know she's here with me. I handle it better now at 10 years than I did for the past 1 through 7 years, okay? And so basically I cooked a big breakfast. I sat down with my mom, you know, and my other ancestors that are mothers, and we had a breakfast, and I promise you, I slept so good. And I had my room window open last night, and this morning it was a bird. And I think the bird was giving birth or something, but the bird was just chirping so loud and making these noises, it woke me up. And I said, okay, this had to be my mom waking me up, like, hey, let's cook breakfast. You know what I'm saying? We over here. She wanted some food. So I had made some cheese grits with 2 different types of cheese. I made the chicken apple sausage and some eggs, and we sat down and we ate breakfast, and I went to sleep for the rest of the day. And, my people kept calling, and I finally woke up, and I was like, I slept so good, like, OMG. So you know, it was just that connection and that bond. Mother's Day was the last time I was able to speak with my mom. She didn't have a voice when she left, but she was able to mumble, you know, I love you, you know, and that was amazing. And she crossed over on May 26th. And, you know, the awesome thing about May 26th, and we'll get into that the week of the show, is that that was like the worst day of my life. You know, you lose somebody that's so connected to you, and it was so close. So Mother's Day was a day that I actually cried instead of celebrated up until 7, 8 years ago. 8 years ago, I cried every single Mother's Day harder than I ever did. Every single day on May 26th, it was just a horrible day. And so when I tell you that I'm so deep and in depth with spirituality, it's because I see what the spirit does. My son, my last son, he's 2 years old. He was supposed to come on July 1st. My son was given to me on May 26th, and that changed that day from being the worst day of my life to the best day of my life. Wow. So my mother gave me my son on the day that she left, and he came a couple of hours after she crossed over. So I know that he was a gift to me, and it made that day a day of celebration instead of a day of anguish and anger and hurt. So, you know, that's, my spirituality comes from knowing that there's a deeper purpose than what we were taught, and that's why I got into it, okay? I want to thank everybody that tunes into my YouTube channel, to my spiritual YouTube channel, Spiritual Goddess, GAWDESS. You may have to do some searching, but if you are on any of my social medias, if you access my Linktree link, you can find all of my links to my YouTube. My Linktree is L as in Lima, I as in Indigo, N as in Nancy, K as in Kite, T as in Tom, R as in Echo, period, or dot. E as in Echo, / the new Miss Lovely Black. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK. You can find my spiritual YouTube link there as well. It says Spiritual Goddess. And let me tell you something. I have a different YouTube page that, you know, I've been promoting for forever and trying to grow. And when I tell you, the momentum on the spiritual channel has been absolutely amazing. Oh, my gosh, like the world has blown my mind, you know, with the love that I get on the spiritual channel. And I know that this is my calling. This is the avenue that I'm supposed to take, and I'm taking it. I have a video that has 550 views, and it hasn't even been up for 24 hours. I just looked at it. It hasn't even been up for 24 hours, so I know this is what I'm supposed to do. I do my tarot readings. I read for Aquarius and Gemini on this page, and I also show rituals. I was doing a ritual tonight, but the new moon in Taurus is coming up May 11th, guys. New moon in Taurus. So if you are into astrology, if you are into moon work, new moon, May 11th, the night of May 11th, through the early mornings of May 12th. You want to get your work done. That's when I'll be doing more rituals. So this week I'm going to focus on adding more rituals to the page as I do when it comes to, you know, the tarot reading. So just thank you so much for your support and everything that you have been doing. I created this page October 2020. I literally just started posting on this page and taking it serious in the month of May, and for it to get the momentum that it's getting, like, I am so honored and I'm so thankful. So thank you so much.
The lane for that, definitely. That's it.
Thank you so much for everything that you guys have done for me. So my week, I've had an amazing week. This week was clearing out clutter, getting rid of things, you know, that I needed to get rid of. I told you I have a very huge goal that I will tell you guys about when I reach the goal at the end of the year. But it's just been so amazing for this week. I got a lot of things done, a lot of realigning, a lot of repositioning at the end of the week. So it's just been an amazing week for me. I actually have no complaints. Definitely working, still getting things in. A lot of people are asking me about the last photo shoot I did, because I always share the pictures. I cannot share the pictures from this last photo shoot. A magazine has already got the copyright to this photo shoot because it's another magazine feature coming through. And I think that's more than I've been telling you guys, but I can't release the photos from the last photo shoot. They are hot. They are fire. A magazine picked it up like the second day after, before I even got the edits, they picked up the shoot. So they're coming. I think this magazine feature is going to be in June. I think that they're releasing early June, early July. They will let me know when they're releasing it once they get the whole thing put together. So when I know more, I'll give you guys more. Boom. What else? You see the channel, the features. The movies are going well. I am like so finished to this last movie, Confessions of a Mattress Actress. We took three books and rendered it down to one movie. It's going to be very action-packed, very, 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 very lit. So I'm very excited in reference to that movie. Deranged Baby Mama, that is out in a movie. That is created into a movie, and I don't know when they're going to release that to the big screen, but we are we're just thankful for the positions that we are in right now as a brand, as just me being self-made. You know, I'm thankful to my team. You know, it doesn't matter that I pay them to be a part of the team. They're part of my team, and they're actually helping me get to the next level that I need to be at. So the movies are flourishing in the manner that they're supposed to be flourishing. Thank you to everybody that support my books that are out. The titles that are out, you have more titles that are coming out. I keep saying that, but I am spread it thin like freaking dollar mail, okay? I'm coming, y'all. I promise. I got three more titles in the chamber. I'm coming. Shit. I promise. And it's nothing other than just me. It's me. It's me. I'm spread it thin, yeah. And I'm trying to get there, but I do have to follow, you know, follow the rules and listen to, you know, my heart and do as I need to do. So thank you to everybody that's supporting me in the movement right now. You guys are showing me so much love that I just don't even know how to put it in words to say thank you so much. But that was my week. How was your week?
So, my week is chill. Well, no. It's been chill, but it's been busy. So my week is busy as fuck, man. Like, real estate, shit, just been busy, but productive, man. So, shit, we're going into the busy season. So I'm just, you know, I got deals on the table. I got to finish up and close. And I got a client. I got to flip to something else. You know what I'm saying? So I'm busy, man. And then the interior decorating, you know what I'm saying, that's just going well. I always got that on point. Let me see here. What else? So I'm calling this week, you know, I name my weeks each week. So I'm calling this week the butterfly effect, you know, because I told you I'm a different person each season. And the reason why I said a butterfly effect, because I feel like I'm a caterpillar. I was a caterpillar, and now I'm in butterfly mode. So I just cut my hair, you know what I'm saying? So I had my fro. I was up in the fro game. You know, I was going back and forth with my fro and braids for like the last 2 years. So I cut it like a few days ago, you know what I'm saying? So that shit always feels good, man. Like, it's a lot of energy just gets released through my hair when I do that. So I always just feel lighter. I just wanted to feel sleeker too going into the summer. You know what I'm saying? Your clothes fit different. Everything just looks different when you change up your hair. So that's pretty good. Just to give people a quick update on, remember I was telling y'all about the whole the gummy situation with the edibles. So I kind of like analyzed it, right? So I got to the point and see what happened. So what had happened was, I guess with my wife, and just to bring people up to speed who maybe didn't catch the last couple of shows or whatever when I talked about it. But anyway, so my wife had got these edibles or whatever, and she had took one, was wilding out, then I had ended up taking it because I just wanted to see what was happening with it, because we had already had got the CBD joints back in the day, and it was good, you know what I'm saying? So long story short, I'm thinking that the one my wife took was a CBD, and it was just bugged out. I was like, oh, shit, I must just be a bad batch. I can't mess with that no more, right? Turns out, now that I, like, kind of, like, got a chance to analyze and read the package, that shit was THC. So that's what the fuck it was, man. And my wife just didn't even realize it, man. So that's why I said I got to monitor what she does. So you know what I'm saying, just to – because I like to give good information, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, people analyze, listen to the show and stuff like that. So the CBD edibles that I've had has been chill, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, CBD, because it just calms your body and everything, like, just – you know what I'm saying? But the THC, that's what's euphoric. So that's what you got to be careful for. So the THC caught me off guard because I'm thinking it's CBD. I'm thinking I'm just about to relax, you know what I'm saying, after a long day at work. I wasn't ready to be euphoric, you know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that you got to, you know, because I pride myself on being kind of like a scientist or a chemist in my own right. So, you know what I'm saying? So that shit took me off guard, and I'm sure that shit definitely took my wife off guard. So that's what happened. So just be careful. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to bring people up to speed as far as that. And then as far as everything else, today was just a good just – I just took a day off today, man, like, because I've been so busy, man, busy, like I said, in a good way, that I just had no days off, man. Every day I'm hustling, getting back to clients, calling, flipping, and doing all types of stuff, man. So today I got a chance to just kind of chill out. So that was good. And then I got my mother-in-law, you know, once again, shout out, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there listening to our show, Real Talk. But I got my mother-in-law coming up, like, this coming Thursday. So I've just been trying to, me and my wife been getting the place together and everything. Because my mother-in-law like to come up and chill, man. She like to be on her, like, New York-type stuff and chill for a couple of days, kick it with her daughter. So just want to make everything comfortable for her. And that's it, man. So, and then other than that, you know, ready to get into another good topic tonight. So that's my week.
So the caterpillar turned into a butterfly after getting high. Yeah.
I guess so. No, I don't think really that they really had nothing to do with it. And actually, like, I took a CBD gummy right now, so I'm kind of like just chilling, just to let you know. But I'm chill, man. Like when I cut my hair, I'm chilling. That's when I got the butterfly.
I got hot.
So I'm cooling, man.
Bro, I'm about to sing that song for them. I cut off my fucking hair because I got hot.
Yeah, man, I'm asleep, man. Ready for the summer.
Man, y'all crazy as hell. Man, Mobius, why don't you shout out the top five, because there was a slight change, man.
Oh,
we proud
shit.
Of y'all, man. Y'all came back.
Oh,
we was nervous, you know, but what's up?
Ooh,
on top
Lord,
five,
this nigga loud today. You drunk.
Oh, yo, so the top five, right? I didn't even write this shit down. So real quick, I'm going to get into it. So number five, we got the Down Under, you know what I'm saying, the continent Down Under, better known as Australia. We got number four, shout out to the Vikings and, you know, the Northmen up there, you know what I'm saying, all the northern European, you know, countries. So shout out to Sweden coming in at number four. Shout out to our peoples in the north, you know what I'm saying, our northern neighbor, Canada. Shout out to number two, man. Like, yo, I'm so open off of United Kingdom and England right now, man, because I told you I've been watching My Last Kingdom and Vikings and all that shit, man. That shit's just been some good history or whatever, man. So shout out to the United Kingdom. And, of course, the great nation of ours, which is the United States. Shout out to all the states, all 50 states, you know, tuned in and listening to Real Talk. So that's the top five right there.
Man, that's what's up, man. Listen, Australia came back through. We was worried. But listen, Kenya, we miss you. So, y'all, tell a friend and another friend and another friend so everybody can get on our top five. And thank you to all of the other countries that's tuning in to the show each and every Sunday night, 9 to 10:30. All right, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Smooth, man, how was your week?
Oh, man, my shit was all right. It was, I've just been, you know, doing my thing, making money. You know what I'm saying? Still in the process of nurturing my mental capacity for reinforcing everything that's strong and good in my life and getting rid of all the fuckery. So, ain't nothing to talk about. I ain't been fucking, I've been fucking, but I ain't been fucking nothing new, so... I mean, my life's
going
right now because I need, I need some new pussy.
Yeah, man.
You know,
some of that strange. I feel you, man.
Yeah, I've been like, man, I need to put my dick in a new mouth or something because it's
shit getting old, right? The ones you got in rotation, right? That shit get old.
I told a bitch, like, bitch, you need to hurry up and, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get this closing call done because it's time for you to go.
You about to kick her out. She about to get kicked out.
Once you get your outfit, you got to go. Fuck wrong with you? Hey, bitch, you got your own spot. Like, this is temporary. You know what I'm saying? You fucking another airbutt.
Exactly. She's a new freshman class coming to Smooth University.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, man, I had my shirt made for Smooth University today, and I'm waiting on my slippers to come through. From DecoFlies.com. Yeah, fuck it right.
Hey, yeah, man. Do that shit, man. Straight up.
Smooth University. I'm going to put that shit on all my kids. Like, hey, all them kids and all them bitches. Everybody went to Smooth University. I had to pay a bill. That's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man. Build and get stronger.
All right, now let's get to this crazy-ass topic. First of all, Black, how did you come about this?
Well, okay. So with this topic, you know, you guys know I am into the poly lifestyle. There's different forms of poly, so that's why I say poly, polyamorous, polygamy. It's so many different levels of poly. And I'm into poly. And so the conversation came about, you know, I have two good friends around me. They're very married. And it was like, can you stay in your partner, you know, loving someone else, you know, being in poly, right? And so we all know my viewpoint on monogamous relationships. I feel like monogamous relationships are very selfish, right? Here's why. It's just like taking someone's favorite food. Your favorite food is chicken, saying this is the only thing that you can eat for the rest of your life is chicken. That's the same thing with monogamy. That's a white man-created term. That's something that we are not meant to live up to. That's why so many couples are going through these cheating phenomenons. And you have some men that do their best to live up to this expectation to be supermen, but for the most part, it's a hard thing to do. You know what I'm saying? To say, this is as a man, this is all. Because keep in mind, women cheat for emotional reasons. She's looking for an emotional connection. It's something that she's not being offered at home, and she wants to go out and find it. Men cheat for physical reasons, right? There's no love. There's no need to be with this person. They see what they like. They want to get a piece of it, right? And we tend to we have bundled this and made it the same thing to say, if a man cheat, you're done. You know, or if a woman cheat, you know, that's why men are like, I can't forgive my woman for cheating, but she forgave you.
Yeah.
Because he didn't have any emotional connection to what he was doing. But as a woman, you're connected with this person. You're building a bond with this person. So I 100% get that. Most people don't. It's perfectly fine. Willow Smith did a Red Table Talk speaking on polygamy and speaking on the poly lifestyle. And I think it's becoming more and more open and more people are understanding. It took somebody as young as Willow Smith to bring this to the light, which I absolutely love it.
Try,
but
I like that
I've been living this lifestyle for some time, and I don't think that I can see myself living another type of lifestyle since, you know, I've been living this lifestyle, at least for the last 2 years. So the thing is, to people out here, even because poly is not, you know, you have relationships where the man is okay with bringing in another woman, but he's not okay with bringing another man, okay? And then you have relationships where the man is okay either way. He wants his woman to be as happy as he is, okay? But this to everyone, can you be okay in either situation with, do you think your mate will be okay with you loving someone else, and can you be okay with your mate loving someone else? Now, this is your mate. You guys are already established. Your bond is built. You know, it is what it is. But can you be okay with them loving someone else? For me, yes, I can. I actually love it. Love is beautiful to me. So, you know, the last poly relationship, it went south because I added sour apple. You know, I added the wrong situation
Season and can fuck up a whole
one bad seed, spoil the whole bunch. But I can, because I know that if you're doing poly right, you're going to be dating two people for two completely different reasons, okay? So I know that what I bring to the table is not going to be what this person brings to the table. And it's perfect understanding, okay? Now, my preference on poly is MFM, okay? Male, female, male. Not that we are in the same room at the same time, not that we are sleeping together at the same time, nothing of that. It's more so on a grown level, me as a woman, I have two male partners, two male relationships that I have to hold down. And I do that because I don't feel like there's one male partner that's out there that can satisfy me wholeheartedly, okay? There's perfect understanding. One partner would be for one thing, the other partner's for something else. Generally, you're not having sex with both partners. If you do have a partner that wants sex, you know, one, you're sleeping with the rubber, one, you're not. However it may go for you guys and whatever it is that you may have, right? But it's hard for men, a lot of men, because men aren't team players, to have a woman that has another partner. So I want to hear from you guys. If from both ways, can you be okay with your female partner loving someone else? And do you think you can be okay do you think your female partner would be okay with you loving someone else in a poly relationship?
Hold on, wait a minute. Before we start, because I thought I heard something, but I must have been fucked up. So you saying that with the two dudes, one nigga wearing a condom and the other one get to hit it wrong? That ain't right.
It's however you choose to situate it. In my life, it's situated in that manner.
So I got to wear a condom, but this nigga get to come all up in the pussy. We fighting now.
All depends on who the main person is. So you could be the main person. So you could be getting the jazz all up in there, and that person has to wear a rubber. You know what I'm saying? If you're not the main person, then you're just not the main person. It's about the effort that you put in it.
There's a level to it.
Well, see, that's all the thing, man. So, like, man. No, bro. Because one nigga's gonna have to fuck around and bow down, and I can't see. You know what I'm saying? Like two niggas in the same spot, but one nigga got to bow down, bro. You know, I don't know about bowing down to another nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like that's on some Caesar type shit from Planet of the Apes. The fuck?
Well, I guess I'll go first, and then you can come back on it smooth. So, all right. So tonight's topic, and just to answer the question, because y'all know you always say I don't answer the question. So, the question is, can you accept a poly lifestyle knowing your partner loves another? No. All right. So that's a no right there. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I can't be in a poly relationship. First off, I ain't gonna be in a poly relationship with me and another dude and my wife. Hashtag happily married man, too. Let me just put that out there.
It could be another bro. It could be another bitch.
So, just to kind of back up a little bit. Now, I mean, I got love. You know what I'm saying? I'm a lion, man. So, you know, my heart is there. You know what I'm saying? I always do things with my heart. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's kind of like, and I don't have kids, but like, if I'm in a poly lifestyle, I'm just saying, hashtag happily married man once again. But if I was to be in a poly lifestyle, so I'm already married and I was to take on maybe another wife, like, you know, so to speak, right? It's kind of like we have kids, right? I, you know, and you guys can attest to this better than I can, because you guys both have kids, or, you know, you guy and you black female. But anyway, your firstborn, you know, it's not like you love maybe one kid more than the other, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as they grow up, they're going to have different traits that you might love about this kid and, you know, and you love about this kid, right? But that first one is always a little bit special, because that's your firstborn, you know what I'm saying? So you might just have not that you love him more or her more, but you might just have a stronger connection because, you know, they've been with you the longest. So that's kind of how I would feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife is always going to be my wife, but I might have love for this other one. You know what I'm saying? Because we vibe on a whole other aspect. You know what I'm saying? So that part I can answer yes. You know what I'm saying? But once again, and it's so funny that we bring up this topic, because today I was doing a little bit of, you know, spring cleaning, so to speak. So I was getting things in order. And like I said, I'm always shuffling my books around, and I don't really watch DVDs like that no more, but, you know, I still got a few that I might shuffle around, right? So, anyway, I brought out two things for the show to kind of give me a mental look at what we're talking about. So, the first book, like I said, I talked about this, I referenced this last week, is I'm reading The Art of Mackin', right? Tariq K. Flex Nasheed, right? So, you know, I'm like, I'm all in, you know what I'm saying? So I started reading like last week, and now I'm just going to probably finish it up in the next couple weeks. So on the front of the book, it's got the way I would kind of look at a poly relationship, right? And it's got him in the middle. If you ever seen the cover of this book, Google it. But it's got him in the middle, and you got three females, you know what I'm saying? You got one standing next to the left of him, one standing to the right of him, and one kind of kneeling down, and he in the middle. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I would look at it, lion shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a lion. Here, and we getting down on this poly shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I would look at it. But one of my favorite movies, and I shuffled it around, and I found this DVD, and I took it out. I was like, you know, I might watch this, you know, sometime in the next month or so. But it's Spike Lee's She's Gotta Have It. So She's Gotta Have It is the opposite, right? It's got the – you should really see this movie. You've never seen it before. They had a Netflix show, and they kind of redid it, but I say, you know, go see the original. It's Spike Lee's first movie. It's in black and white, but it's a great movie. Came out probably like in the mid-80s. But anyway, so it's got the main female, and she's in a poly relationship with three different guys, and they all got different lifestyles. You know, so she got, you know, Mars Blackman, who's, you know, a young Spike Lee. Then she got this, like, kind of debonair dude, and then she got this, like, regular kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? And She's Gotta Have It. And I couldn't really see myself being in that predicament where, like, you know, like I said, it's black, you know, make black the main female. And then, you know, she got like three dudes that she's juggling. I could never be like one of those dudes that you're juggling. So that wouldn't work for me. But the other way would. So, you know, just to answer this question. So, yeah, that's where I'm
okay.
At. So.
I don't have a problem with that shit. I don't really give a fuck. Man, look, everybody know my situation. So I have love for all my bitches. Everybody's together. And now, mind you, I've been in situations where, you know, nigga plays the side nigga. I've been in the situation where I was a main dude. You know what I'm saying? If it's two niggas on one broad, or if it's two broads or three broads on one dude, it is what it is. So if you have some type of affection for another motherfucker, I don't care. You see what I'm saying? It has nothing to do with me. Now, mind you, if it's me and two bitches, you see what I'm saying, and they decide to get together, if they decide to have another bitch on the outside, which happens a lot, you see what I'm saying? So it becomes more of a village-type-ass scenario where everybody got to get together, and now we got rules. You see what I'm saying? Now, in Black's case, as a man, I don't have a problem being a side nigga, right? Because, you know, when you're the side nigga and shit, the main nigga gonna fuck, but you gonna fuck. But we for day, that's our bitch. She belongs to us. You see what I'm saying? But there's gonna be some things that ain't gonna happen You know what I'm talking about? Like, bitch, I ain't eating your pussy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck what you're talking about, because I ain't sucking no dick, so I ain't eating your pussy. You
okay.
know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So, but like, what Black said. All
right.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
No, like in Black situation, one nigga.
You don't
nigga
even know who your chick's fucking with now. And you eating pussy. They just telling you they not fucking with nobody else.
And that's real. And, that's real. But I just telling the truth. Because at the same time, anybody can lie. You see what I'm saying? So I got to go off. I got to go off your fucking word. So I'm
you
gonna
act like, wait, hold on.
But if
true,
I know about
on,
it,
I gotta say this one
oh,
thing.
No, it's different when you know about
you,
it.
You acting like she's like. You acting like, did she, like, banging some dude and, like, pull it out or whatever and then have you go right down there? Like, of course,
let
you
me
know.
Say this.
I would think if you witnessed the female,
say
had, this. She done had a
look,
girl,
I'm of type of what a motherfucker said, right? Like, I'm a fucker. I like to fuck. I like to swing the dick. Now, mind
okay.
you, if we in a fucking relationship with other bitches or whatnot, hey, nigga, it is what it is. But if I know you fucking another nigga, like, nah, bitch, you can't get no head. You crazy.
Oh, man.
You crazy, bitch.
Well, that, you're not ready for poly, and that's perfectly fine. Everybody, it's not
no,
for everybody.
Now, mind you, see, what you can say is I'm not ready for poly because I've been doing this way longer than you. You see what I'm saying? I'm not talking about poly.
Not with that mind.
I'm talking about, right, I'm talking about in a sister period. I'm talking about, see, like, for one, I'm not talking about man on man. I'm just saying in general. You see what I'm saying? Man, woman type ass scenario. We already know what type of nigga I am. Nigga, I'm already doing a pile of shit. But if I had to share a bitch with another nigga, like, nigga, I can't eat your pussy.
You're doing open relationship shit. You're not doing poly shit. You're doing open relationship
no,
shit. Poly
is
a different
is
level of understanding.
What you don't want to do is put a classification on my shit. That's what you don't want to do, because I know what the fuck I'm doing.
All them hoes is crazy that you fuck with, and they don't like
right.
none of the other ones. So, no, you can swinger at
no,
best.
No, what you don't want to do is what you're doing right now. Don't ever put a label on mine when you really don't know. You see what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
all right. You see what I'm saying? Cause like,
talk about
am
it, real
doing
talk.
Poly? Yes, I'm doing poly, and I'm also doing some other shit as well, but everybody knows what the fuck I'm doing.
Too damn much. That's what you're doing.
Right.
So listen.
Exactly. But if my bitch decided to fuck another nigga, well then, hey, look, bitch, you fucking another nigga, but I just can't eat your pussy no more. You know what
well,
I mean?
I'm not a head connoisseur anyways. That's number one.
Right.
And I've said that several times on the show. I'm
right.
not big
that's
on head, but
said,
I don't have
I'm,
that issue.
I'm talking about
yeah,
me, though. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm talking about me.
But I get you. That's
my
you.
Fucking like, look, bitch, because for one, everybody be like, oh, man, how can you fuck a bitch that fucks another nigga? Look, we do that shit all the time anyway. Only difference is, like, nigga, like, now you claiming the bitch. Hey, look, if I'm the side nigga, I'm still not eating the pussy because I know this nigga fucking like I'm fucking.
You
know,
that's just like some chick saying. That's
it's
like
a mind thing for school.
Wait,
it's
on,
okay.
Yeah,
right, it's
yeah.
a mind thing.
Exactly.
It's a
mental
thing.
Hey, hold on.
I refuse.
That's like some shit saying, I don't give head and we adults now. Like, yo, bitch, like, yo, really? Like, how?
No, but I
good,
get
right?
where Smooth is coming from. Like,
no, no,
he this side
no.
nigga and he already not hitting the pussy raw because he can't
right.
hit the pussy raw. He's definitely not going to eat the pussy knowing
well,
that he got a main nigga and they not fucking raw. And they
no,
fucking
no,
raw.
Let me tell you something. First of all, I take
yeah.
my bitch to the clinic, so you know I'm already hitting the raw. So if I know I'm coming all up in the bitch, I know the other nigga coming all up in the bitch, and I say, hey, hey.
No, that's not true at all. Like, I maintain the perfect poly.
We're not talking about you.
Well,
you,
but no,
you're
talking about other women. So I'm telling you that it can happen. I maintain the perfect poly relationship in the manner that I was speaking of, and never not once. Like in my situation, I had my main person that I slept with on a regular basis, weekly basis, 3-4 times a week. And then the side person, they weren't there for sex because my main person was able to provide me with sex. But, of course, you know, they wanted sex
that
from time to time,
man.
Every 6 weeks or something like that. We
Ooh,
never geez. Slipped up. It was always with a rubber.
Every 6 weeks?
I never even let him put his mouth on my pussy. I never even allowed him to have contact with me like that.
Ever 6 weeks, nigga, that's a whole.
So what did he provide? Like, what was it? Just some mental stimulation? What was the, you know?
Yeah, it, like okay. So and let's get into it. Okay, you have swingers lifestyle where people are just kind of like sex voyeurs. They either want to watch or they just want to have sex with somebody else. They don't want to bond, even though sometimes bonds are created with the situation that you have, but it's more so it's all based on sex. Polygamy is based on love, building a triad, building something, building emotions, building financially, building, you know, what works for you. There's no rules to how you can build. You know, it's based on you and your partner. So let's get that right. It's different names because it's different ways, and it just all depends on what you fall under, okay? For me, again, I don't think there's one person that can fully satisfy me in this world. I'm going to say it again. I don't think there's one male that can fully satisfy me in this world. If he's there, I haven't met him in my 39 years of living, okay? Not one. So your partner is going to be opposite of what your main partner brings. So your main partner is going to be the one that was there first. It's going to be the one that you've established and built with. Your main partner can be single, or your main partner can already be attached. But whoever it is who's there. Now, you can meet someone else on the side, and they become your main partner because of the bond that you create. But generally, starting out, your main partner is who you start out with. You will gain feelings for them. And I tell you, most of the people that are in poly are already married, right? They are already married. I promise you, it's a lot of married couples that are looking for, you know, extra people to join their poly, for looking for people they understand. Number one, it's about rules. It's about setting boundaries, and it's about setting rules. You're going to trust this person enough to follow the rules, okay? At any point, listen, what you do in the dark comes to the light. At any point that a person is not following the said rules that they're supposed to follow, then that's automatic termination, okay? Men are not known as team players, all right? So you got some women, and trust me, that's how my triad was. My second partner maybe had sex once every 6 weeks. You got women that got two men, and they got to sleep with both of them equally every week, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's about freedom. Yeah. It's about doing what the fuck you want to do because it's your life, and you're an adult, and it's your journey. So because my situation was set up like that, I'm not clowning anybody that had a situation that was different than what mine was, okay? I'm just saying that's how mine was set up. Your partner and your other partner, both of your partners are going to offer something completely different to you and what you want. So this person can be married, and his wife could hold him down. His wife could bring him, you know, so much joy because he knows that she's loyal to him. She's going to bring everything. Mm-hmm. His other partner can be everything that he likes visually. You know what I'm saying?
True,
she can be cool as fuck, have a great conversation, right? That comes together. They can have an agreement, okay, listen, you, his partner, you're on the outside. You cannot sleep with anybody unprotected because, you know, this is my situation. He's the main partner. You, if you agree to it, you have to uphold it. Then if she brings in another partner, if she has somebody that she spends most of her time with, regardless of what it is and how you feel, you either especially, you know, for the first couple of months, you have to abide by the rules. You cannot sleep with anyone else without a rubber. If you decide to change the narrative on that and you want to sleep with now your second party and you want to make that person your main partner, then you have to start adjusting with your other partner. So people feel like, oh, if you have sex with more than one person, it's crazy and, you know, it's so much stuff out there. Safety is key. That's why they make condoms. That's why they make condoms, so that you can live your life and have fun and enjoy, you know, the world for what it is worth. So I'm not going to limit myself. I'm not going to limit myself in what I want to do because somebody else feels a certain type of way. But I will be all that I can be with my person and whoever it is. I'm just a woman that can't deal with one man because I haven't found what it is that I wanted. Thank you. I haven't found what it is that I wanted with one particular man. And that's just me. You got some men that haven't found what it is that they want with one particular woman. And therefore they have multiple women and it works out for them. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, it works.
I guess.
Until you want to,
you know. Yeah, that relationship shit, though. Like, should I have enough issues with the relationship that I have now? You know what I'm saying? Hashtag happily married, man. So for me to, you know, take on that emotional with somebody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, for me personally, that's just not me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather, like, take my little vacations every so often, you know what I'm saying, and get right back. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time to be all getting all emotionally involved with somebody else and all that other shit. That's my, like I said, for me, I'm more physical. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love mental stimulation and all that. You know what I'm saying? We can have good conversations and we can zone out. But when we start, like, really just intertwining and, like, really, you know, sharing a life together, like, I just rather, you know, I'd rather share the life that I have with the one that I'm with. But every so often, just, you know, going on vacation, you know what I'm saying?
You're fucking romantic.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, that's just how I get down, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a physical, I've said this, you know what I'm saying? Just from doing this show, I figured out what I am, you know what I'm saying? And I know it now, you know what I'm saying? I am a physical, lustful male, you know what I'm saying? So every so often, I just need to hunt something, you know what I'm saying? Once I hunt something, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I get down. But all that other shit, I don't need all that other shit, all that other baggage. But let me just hunt something real quick. Boom.
Man, I enjoy the baggage. You know?
Okay,
I personally enjoy the baggage. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, fuck it. I enjoy the baggage. I like all the crazy shit that comes
yeah,
with
it. I'm glad you admit
even,
it.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
even though a motherfucker
goes
through
some shit. Because you got to know yourself,
too. Right, even though a motherfucker goes through some shit, you feel what I'm saying? So, but, like, of course, like Black said, I have some crazy ones. Crazy ain't the word, but I'll use the word crazy because, you know, I ain't got time to look up a whole new word for what the fuck I have. But I have some diabolical ones, you see what I'm saying? I've had, you know, they try to kill each other. They try to set each other up, you see what I'm saying? But that's the thing about females. If you... There's no possible way for you to be involved with multiple partners, either be male or female. There's no possible way, if you're doing everything right, that jealousy does not come into play. You see what I'm saying? Somebody's going to get jealous in some shape, form, or fashion because everybody's going to want your fucking time. You see what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Even if you try to
do it equally, somebody's going to be like, oh, no, nah, motherfucker, I wanted this particular
yeah.
day. But
there's not enough hours in a day. To juggle.
Wrong.
Here,
there's
man.
Always enough hours in a day.
It is?
But,
oh, shit. All right.
Of course,
well,
there's always enough hours in a day. Yeah.
That's why you deal with grown people that get past
right.
that point. At the beginning,
yeah,
you will have
damn,
some issues.
Black just cut
but when
me
you're dealing
on,
with
bro,
grown people, you work past.
How are you just going to cut me off, baby? Like, this what we doing?
Go ahead. Go ahead. So make your point.
She got me. I'm going to get her later, though. Go ahead. Hang your business, Black. Just cut me off. Go.
No, go ahead.
Now I'm too late. Hand me a minute. Finish.
Well, y'all was both making good points.
That's why you get grown people, because there will be problems. Like, it's not a perfect situation. But once you work past those problems, it pans out. And you have to be mindful about who you're choosing to deal with.
So how do you go about choosing these, like, how do if this is what you, because it seems like this is what you like, you know what I'm saying, this is what you saying, that one male can satisfy me or nothing like that, right? So far, you know what I'm saying, you probably, you know, who knows what the future holds, but as of right now, right? So with that being the case, how do you broach this topic? So you might be with somebody right now that you're chilling with, and then you just tell dude, like, look, dude, I got this other guy that I'm kind of feeling, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, so often.
Well, you put yourself in the right places, in the right environment, you know, and around like-minded people. And
so what's an example?
Put out there
what's,
what it
you know?
Is that you want from the beginning. You start. You may start with one, you may start with multiple, but you put yourself out there. Like me, I'm going to, you know, I always have multiple suitors. I already know what to do, what not to do, who to bring in, what not to bring in. from conversation. You know what I'm saying? You have general conversation. You know what men are not built for poly. And you know what men will say they're built for poly, but they genuinely are not built for poly. You know, you get to see these things. It's where common sense come in there. But you have some people that will play games and say, yeah, I'm built for it, and they're really not built for it. Or you have somebody, you can come in and say, okay, I want male, female, male. And then they're so awesome, and they are really holding it down as they need to. And then you can adjust your site and be like, okay, well, I'm going to chill on getting a male partner right now. I'm just going to focus on, you know, my situation. It depends on how that person that you're focusing on drives the moment. You have plenty of love to give everyone, but you're right. It's only 24 hours in a day. So with you still handling all of your responsibilities and giving people the amount of time, you have to have it situated, especially when you're not living together. Everybody has to have their days, and no matter if you have an attitude, you have to agree to and stick to those days. It has to be an equal understanding when those days are changed for whatever reason, but you can't be the one to try to dominate the situation, because it's the man's role to put that shit in check, to say, listen, this is how this is going to go. If you're not with it, move on. So you can't let one female partner come in and dominate the situation and make the other female feel some type of way. So it's a big task, definitely for a man, especially for a man with multiple women. It's a big task for him because it's his job to align and hold everything in place as he needs to.
That sounds like some pimping.
At the end of the day,
that sounds like a little bit of pimping right there.
The first conversation you have with a bitch, the first conversation you have with a bitch is when you tell them how you're living. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The first conversation is when you let them know, like, look, I enjoy multiple partners in the bed at the same time.
That's a fact. Keep it a
you
buck.
You know what I'm
keep
saying? So it's either you with or you ain't with.
Yeah. And then if they come, if they with it, then you already know. You already told them from jump how this is going to be.
Now,
I definitely respect
mind
that.
You, it's not really about the motherfucker lying and saying that they're with it, but they're really not. It's more of a personality clash. You see what I'm saying? Regardless of the fact that individual could be winning, they just ain't winning with the other motherfuckers. You see what I'm saying?
Chemistry.
Right.
Chemistry.
It's just one of them things.
You build a team.
If you fuck around, because I've been in situations where one bitch is cool with one bitch, but she ain't cool with the other bitch. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, if we started off. Like Flo, man, that's my girl, but she crazy motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? If we start off with one bitch, you dig, and she feeling that she love the bitch, they cool and all this other good shit, but then we fuck around and we pull in another bitch, she just hate that bitch. So like now this bitch trying to kill the bitch, she looking up the bitch personal fucking information. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like
shit.
Like, man, what the fuck? You didn't turn the whole serial killer trying to get rid of
that. But what I wonder, what will make her not feel it? Like, are you giving her too much attention and she peeped
out?
No,
it's a personality thing. Regardless of the fact what people say, it's just like school. You see what I'm saying? There is a such thing as cliques. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to gravitate towards individuals of a like mind. You see what just because I added you into the relationship, right, that don't mean that your personality is conducive to the clique we already have. You see what I'm saying? Because
that's true.
The individuals, you know what I'm saying, the original individuals is missing something. So you're always going to find something that you're missing with somebody else, but they just don't fit together. They fit with you. They just don't fit with us.
And that's conflict. You know what I'm saying?
You
got to know how to
like
finesse that shit. Even with my personal friends, you know what I'm saying? I got some, because I'm like I told you, I can adapt to a lot of different personalities, you know what I'm saying? But I got some friends that I can kick it with on this level, then I got some other friends I can kick it with on this level, you know what I'm saying? But bringing two friends that I'm cool with, you know what I'm saying? That don't necessarily mean that they're going to be cool because, like I said,
right,
we kick it on different levels. You know what I'm saying? So, same type of situation.
Right. I fuck
with you,
but I don't fuck with that nigga. You know how
it is. Exactly. Yeah. So, I can see that. Makes sense.
Yeah. But
well,
it's fun.
Well, Black, fun. You know what I'm saying? So, before we get into the world famous chop up, you got any, you know, you got any closing statements?
Yeah. be open, be alive, live in the moment. You got to think, most of us, you know, we've been living for some time now. Live your life to the best ability for you. It's not about what others say, because if other people don't know what's going on in your life, then, you know, have at it. Yeah, I'm in the limelight. I really don't give a shit. But I don't live my life in the way that someone else deems that I should live my life. So have fun. Be open-minded. Jealousy is a nasty trait. Just do what you got to do and have fun with it. That's it.
All right. Well, with that being the case, we'll close up. Shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? We're coming with another fresh topic. So without further ado, let's get into my favorite part of the show. So if you're new to the show, this is the world famous Chop Up. So basically, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my ish on different things that I thought was interesting, you know, throughout the week. But before I get into that, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this past week that you wanted to touch base on? If not, I can hop into it.
I think she hopped off the phone.
She done hopped off. She done hopped off.
That nigga, done put the phone down.
I know, like, she wastes no time. God damn. All right.
She's gonna come back like, hello, y'all. Hell no.
So, all right. Let me stretch this out. God damn. All right, Black. So, with that being the case, let me see here. So, a few quick things. So, let me see what I want to hop into first.
Man,
I
shout
guess,
out to fucking Dogecoin, man.
Oh, okay.
Man,
yeah,
to say that bitch is, to say that bitch is a joke, oh, I've made so much money off that fucking joke.
So you with it, huh? You with it. Like, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so look, let's talk about it.
I got
it,
with
man.
That just last year. What's up?
So, yeah, let's talk about it, man, because I'm, you know, I don't know, man. I can't keep up, man. This real estate shit been like been popping off for me, so I didn't kind of fell back on my stock shit. And then this, you know, crypto is coming up. And everybody talking about this Dogecoin. So, just to paint the picture, so shout out to Elon Musk, man. I'm a big fan of this guy, man. He's just a serious type of guy, man. But he's got a lot of stuff going on, man. He's into some big, heavy, just fucking planetary, universal type shit, man. So shout out to him. You know, he hosted Saturday Night Live last night. I didn't get a chance to check it, but I saw one of the highlights. And one of the highlights of the show, probably like anytime I watch Saturday Night Live, is probably the funniest part. But they got this skit where they do this like news skit. They got the black dude, white dude, they're going back and forth on like, you know, just different news throughout the week. So anyway, Elon Musk was on there, and then the one black dude was like, yo, so what is Dogecoin? And, you know, and I guess he was trying to explain it like it's cryptocurrency, blah, 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 blah. But every time somebody explains it, it's just like, but what is Dogecoin? You know what I'm saying? And they're like, oh, it's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knows what it truly is. So I guess since you said you should make some money on it, can you explain what it is? And then if you don't mind, like, how did you even come about it and how did you make some money off of it?
Well, let's get one thing straight. Dogecoin is a fucking joke. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
All it was,
yeah.
Its original premise was a joke. Like, motherfuckers say, hey, man, I'm about to put together this blockchain or whatnot, and motherfuckers just going to buy it, and they're going to buy it, and not, they're going to not. But the thing is, right, man, yeah, it is a joke. We know it's a joke, but it's making so much fucking money to where you'd be crazy not to hop in on it. So when I first heard about it, the shit, I'm like, man, I ain't about to fuck with it. But thinking back to how, you see what I'm saying, I lost money on fucking Bitcoin when Bitcoin first came out. I said, fuck it. Bam. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put the little $100 in right here.
Yeah.
So I bought the $100 of Bitcoin at less than a penny.
Yeah, it's like penny stocks, right? That's what it is, too.
Right, right, right. Right. It was less than a fucking penny, you dig? So I put the $100 in. Sat on the shit. Like, it jumped up to 30 cents a few days ago.
Ooh.
So I'm up thousands of fucking dollars after just putting $100 in. You see what I'm saying?
Damn, man. My guy, all right, talk about it, man.
The thing is, if a motherfucker would have put if I would have put in $1,000, you know what I'm saying? That $1,000 would have turned into $100,000, at 30 fucking cents. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
So fuck what you're saying. But, like, the thing about it is everybody knows it's a joke. So one of the OGs from cryptocurrency, he put the word out telling everybody to sell that shit Saturday morning. So Friday night, the bitch was up to, like, 75 cents or some shit, right? Saturday morning, they start selling that bitch off Saturday morning. Up until Elon Musk came in, and then they started buying that bitch back up until Elon Musk came on. But then when he said what he said about it being a hustle, they start selling that bitch again.
Yeah, he's a puppeteer with this shit, man.
Right.
This guy's got so much power right now.
All that is motherfuckers who got their gains. You see what I'm saying? They just selling that bitch because they want the price to drop down. They want motherfuckers to just start selling. They want motherfuckers to follow. Because the more you sell, the lower it goes, right? Once it hits a certain point, that's when you start buying that bitch back up. Because I refuse to pay 75 cents when I know I can get that bitch for 30. You see what I'm saying? Because you know it's going to go back up to a dollar. You know it's going to go to a dollar.
It's like shit all over again.
Right. It's just the nature of the beast. You see what I'm saying? So this morning it had dropped down to like 44 cents. It dropped down to 44 cents, but then it got back up to like 56 cents by the end of the fucking day. Well, right now it's like 55 cents right now. You see what I'm saying? So all that is just the fucking, that's the nature of the beast and the hustle.
So this shit is all like penny stocks with this shit, it seems like, because, all right, so one of my dudes, man, was put me on, right? He was like, he put something like what you said, like $100. He always be telling me about penny stocks and shit like that, right? So he was like, I put $100 on this shit and blah, 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 blah. So long story short, the shit jumped up. And just yesterday or the day before yesterday, he showed me this shit was like he just made $7,000, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, why don't you – this was Friday. I wonder what he did. I think it's Friday or Saturday. It might have been Saturday morning. He's like, yo, he showed me. It was like $7,000. I'm like, dude, you need to cash the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, yo, I'm going to hold on because this shit could jump to what you just said to something like this, and now I might be having fucking $30,000. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy. So I'm like, yo, like it's like that? Like it's
It's like that because – one of my stocks, Voyager was like at 14 cents in the middle of 2020. So I bought into it. Voyager is like another cryptocurrency stock exchange, right? So I bought into it at 14 cents. It then jumped up to $14 a share. You see what I'm saying? But I put in $300 at 14 cents. You see what I'm saying? So then the bitch jumped up to $14 a share. And then that bitch jumped up to like $26 a share. You see what I'm saying? So I'm up 1,000.
But did you cash out? Like, I don't understand this. Like,
no,
I'm
cashing out.
What
you
crazy?
No.
What if the shit drop back down, though? That's the part I don't get, man.
It can drop down. I don't, like, look at it like this. I got in at 14 cents. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It can drop. It don't mean nothing to me because I got in early.
Yeah, but...
So I'm always going to have some type of profit. Period, regardless of the fact.
I need my money, though, man.
Some people get emotional when it comes down to this shit. I'm not getting emotional because
I'm not getting emotional.
I see the potential.
Get my money and then reinvest into some other shit.
Well, but I also see the potential of growth. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times the motherfucker would get scared, like, oh, man, it's about to drop. And they fuck around, they sell that shit. But then as soon as they sell it, then that bitch jump up higher than what it was originally worth. So you can lose out like that. In my case, when it come down to Voyager, man, I'm up so much fucking money. Yeah.
If I put in $300, but I'm looking at it like this. If I put in $300 and that shit got up to $7,000, I'm like, that's a hit. That's a win. $300 and up to $7,000? That's a win.
Well, let me put it like this, right? Because I got some Ethereum and shit as well. But just imagine all the motherfuckers that bought Bitcoin at $3.50, right? So you bought it at $3.50, but then you wind up selling that shit when it jumped up to $1,000, right? because you're like, man, I'm in. But then it jumped from $1,000 to $5,000. You see what I'm saying? Now you out. You out $25,000 worth of value. But then it jumped from the $5,000 to $65,000. You see what I'm saying? So if you see the potential in it, you just let that shit ride.
Yeah, I get you. Because it can go the other way too, though. But I
right, it can, but that's the whole purpose of investing. Like, you ain't going to put no money in if you're scared to lose. So
no, that's true.
That's true, too.
But when you up, I'm just saying when you up. Like, all I'm just saying is, like, if you done found this investment, cash the fuck
right
out and find the next one. That's what I'm saying. Take the seventh. Like, if I'm the dude, tell me about it. Let me cash out my $6,000. Let me leave $1,000 with it and fuck with that. And then, like, let me put some other stuff in But let me just take this money out because this is just this found money to me. You know what I'm saying? If I put $300, now $7,000. But so I don't know.
Let me put it like this. Like, for one, right? Because, man, now you hopping into the world of capital gains tax and shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay. But if you believe that the stock is going to grow even more, man, leave it. You see what I'm saying? But if you see something else and you need to liquidate some quick-ass cash, then all right, okay, cool. You'll sell some of the fucking stock, take some profits, and then buy something else.
Yeah.
What you don't want to do is fuck around, take the money, put it into your personal account, because like now you got capital gains tax. And, nigga, they will notify that ass when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, you're doing your thing. So it is what it is. But it's all about reinvesting your shit.
True.
Now, if you're not in the business of reinvesting your shit, then, all right, man, look, they're going to tax shit out you.
I just gotta look at it from that angle. But damn, man, it seems like these penny stocks is where it's at, man. Like, your money
can
be
changed.
Like, is what?
Like, penny stocks is dangerous. You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of times, motherfucker will make a company, go public with it, but they don't do nothing with it. So if you don't do your research, if you don't do your due diligence, you'll fuck around and invest in some shit that ain't going nowhere, ain't gonna happen, and you just wasting your fucking money.
Yeah.
So it's a pros and cons to everything.
Yeah. True. I mean, yeah, this is one. But yeah, I mean, I guess what it boils down to, man, this is just Elon Musk. This is just his play shit, man. And he's giving the average person, like, more and more people learning about the stock market, getting into it, man. And, you know, it's all on him, though. Like, whatever he does, I've noticed that shit just – that shit, he controls everything with that. Like he just said, as soon as he got it, you know, you must have heard what I heard on Saturday Night Live when he said it was a hustle. The joke, that's what that was from, that skit I was telling you about, right? So he said it was a hustle. And then everybody sold. And then, but then he
no,
come
but
back.
They were selling the entire episode. Like the fix was in. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if there's like you in or you out. But if you ain't in, then you just ain't paying attention. If you're not the type of motherfucker that, you know what I'm saying, actually pay attention to the financial news and shit like that, you don't realize that motherfucker already told you, like, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to sell all fucking day. And that's what they did. They sold all fucking day.
Then you said it came back, though, because he said it came back too, and the people start buying it.
It came back up until the episode started. And then when the episode started, they start selling again. You see what I'm saying? That just dropped down to 44 cents today in the beginning of the day, but then it got back up to 56 cents. You see what I'm saying? So it's all dependent upon if you're the type of dependent if you're the type of person that actually buy and sell shit on the weekends. A lot of motherfuckers, they just wait till Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, you motherfucker, I don't fuck with shit on Mondays, Tuesdays. I hop in on a Wednesday to Friday, but I ain't fucking with a Monday and Tuesday because, like, you too emotional on a Monday. Prices get high on a fucking Monday. Fuck that. I need you to sell that shit off so I can buy a loaf. Like, I need a deal.
I get you. Because
I know that shit's going to go back up.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is my point that I'm saying, how he just, like, the puppeteer of it, because all he got to do, go back on like he'll wait until Tuesday, go on Twitter and just, and he real cryptic with what he says, you know what I'm saying? No pun intended. But he'll go on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I follow him on Twitter. He'll just tweet Dogecoin real quick, and then now all of a sudden, just because he tweeted it, this shit goes up. So they're like, oh shit, something must be happening. You know what I'm saying? Or he's like, okay, you know, I'm about to name this next SpaceX rocket that I'm launching Dogecoin. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, shit goes up again. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. He knows it's a joke. He got so much power now. He's just like, damn, people are hanging on my every word. And then as soon as I say it, it's going to go up or down on this whole crypto shit. So very interesting, man. So, you know, I just hadn't had no time to really dive into it, man. But it's definitely
man, you need to hop in and get some money. Man, fucking that Cardona. Cardona, yeah. and the fucking Ethereum. You see what I'm saying? Ethereum was $1,000 a coin a month or two ago, right? Now that it's $3,900. You see what I'm saying? Binance coin was $100 just a few weeks ago. That bitch jumped up to $600 a coin.
Wow.
But, like, now it's down to, like $500 a coin or some bullshit. But regardless of the fact, if you put in your $100, but you got $500, that's $400 all profit.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Yeah, man. So, all right. So, this has been our money section of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, I definitely got to circle back around, man, you know, as the weeks go by, man. I'm going to keep my eye on this shit, man. But yeah, so shout out to that. And then also, too, man, I just saw, like, another thing. I think it was on Instagram, man, because, you know, being that Elon Musk was on Saturday Night Live, so he was in New York, and they just showed him, I guess somebody taped him, driving that new Tesla Cybertruck around 42nd Street, man. That shit is mean, man. That shit look like it's otherworldly. You know what I'm saying? It should look like you can drive that shit on Mars or whatever the case may be.
That's what it's designed for.
Yeah, that's what it's designed for, right? Yeah, that shit looks crazy, man. Just fucking some futuristic shit, man. So just shout out to Elon Musk, man. He's doing it big, man. So, so that's that. Let me see here. What else we got in the news, man? So, what else we gonna get into? So Bill Gates is getting a divorce. I don't know what to say about that, man. It's just some rich shit, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Just didn't work out, but it's interesting though. Yeah.
Nigga, she did her part. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. What you think about that? She did her part.
She did her time. You see what I'm saying? Like at the end of the day, she caught that nigga when that nigga was broke, on his way up, and gave that nigga some pussy. Gave him some cheering. It is what it is.
Yeah.
She did her fucking time. Like, man, and then he gave her, like, what, $1.2 billion or $2.4 some bullshit like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, compared to what he's worth, but still, man, that's $1 billion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so that's, you know, just interesting. But I, you know, like, what made him just, you know, get a divorce now at this stage? And they, like, well, they seem like they're kind of older now anyway. But
That was been supposed to happen. That was been supposed to happen since 2019. You know what I'm talking about? But you had the 2020 shit when it came down to COVID and everything else like that. So, I mean, but that shit been in the fucking works.
Wow. Oh, all right. So, yeah, Bill Gates. All right. And then, let me see here. So let me ask you about this question. This is your guy right here, man. Andrew Yang. You hear about this? He's running for mayor of New York. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's been a
fucking politician in New York for a minute, now. Like, York for a minute.
Okay, because I'm like, I didn't even know he was a resident of New York. You know what I'm saying? Next thing I see a commercial, like,
talking,
oh, shit, that's Smooth guy.
Yeah, he's been talking New York politics for a while now. And all I can say is vote Yang, man, because, like, New York is fucking up right now. New York need help. You see what I'm saying? You got to get rid of the Cuomos and everybody else. You see what I'm saying? All those motherfuckers, they got to go. They got to go. I mean, look at what's going on in New York as far as financially speaking. Man, too many people done left. Too much fucking money done left.
Yeah, I guess we do need some new.
You got some high ass fucking taxes. God damn, a broke ass fucking house in New York is what starting off at $500,000.
Yeah, I mean it's expensive. Yeah, something like that, man. It's expensive as fuck for some bullshit too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so.
Right. So I mean, shit. Yeah. Good on Yang, nigga. Yeah, put gang in. Yeah.
Let's see what Andrew Yang got to do. I just saw that commercial. I'm like, what the hell, man? Andrew Yang. All right. So we'll see how that.
But I guarantee if Yang get in, the retention rate as far as people. Well, yeah, that's true. But the motherfucker, he's a habitual entrepreneur. You see what I'm saying? Like that's all he believes in is, you know what I'm saying, entrepreneurship. So the programs. The program that's going to be implemented in fucking New York, as far as, you know what I'm saying, jobs, entrepreneurship, is going to be outrageous. Everybody going to get you some.
Gotcha.
Matter of fact, I see your ass on your own fucking dispensary and fucking around with Yang.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So look, I'm gonna keep, especially because I know that's been your guys from the presidential race, man. So I'm gonna definitely keep my
that bitch Mo High. You hear me? Yeah, that's what we're gonna call that bitch Mo High.
Yeah, right. So I'm definitely gonna keep it posted, man. Because yeah, it's definitely coming. Like I said, I love how this weed situation is gonna shape up for New York. So if he comes into office and like you said, he's all about the entrepreneurship, we'll see how that starts to shape up. So. All right, so that's the politics section of the world famous job up. So, I guess now I get into the sports report, and then I'm gonna get into a couple music reviews or whatever. But real quick sports report. So right now we got the playoffs is getting ready to start for the NBA. So it's gonna be pretty good, man. So this is where the NBA gets good. You know what I'm saying? Like. It's everybody's jockeying for position, and for the first time, they're gonna have a play-in tournament, which is adding some intrigue to the NBA playoffs. So the play-in tournament is gonna consist of basically teams. Sorry, you got the Eastern Conference, you got the Western Conference, right? And generally, it's been 1 through 8 as far as the seeds, but now with the play-in tournament, it's gonna be 1 through 6. They're solidified. Their spots are solidified. But the 7th and 8th seed, and then whoever came in 9th place and 10th place. So now that's 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those four teams on each side, East and West, will compete in a play-in tournament to see who gets in for the final two seeds. So that's going to be very interesting. Because now that adds some intrigue. So teams that thought they was out of the playoffs, now if you're on the outside looking in, these games still mean something because now you can still get in. And then for the teams that was thought they was good and they slipped up, lost a few games, and now they mess around and got to be in a playing tournament. So I say that to say this, what's making this very intriguing now is the Lakers because of LeBron James' injury, because of Anthony Davis' injury. They done lost some key games, and now they about to mess around and have to be in a play-in tournament, which is going to be awesome. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're going to get LeBron James do or die, to even make the playoffs, man. So that's going to be good. Shout out to Portland. Portland, because LeBron came back. I think he hurt his ankle again, so he set out because he's trying to get 100% for the playoffs or for these play-in games before the playoffs. So, with that being the case, Anthony Davis was trying to hold it down, but he's been a little soft, man. Anthony Davis, every little nagging injury he gets, man, like most people can kind of like shake it off, man, but it seemed like that slows him down. But he was trying to step his game up and beat Portland, but Portland, shout out to Dame Lillard, he always put that team on his back. So, yeah, man, so the Lakers are going to be in a playing tournament. So that's going to make it interesting because the bottom half – the seedings, the teams that look like they're going to be in a play-in tournament is like the Lakers. You got Steph Curry and Golden State. What other teams there? I'm trying to think. It's Memphis, San Antonio. It's like all those type of teams, man. So we'll see what happens, man. So that's going to be good. And then on the Eastern Conference, you got the Wizards, So shout out to Russell Westbrook, He's been balling out. But it's just gonna be good, man. It's gonna be interesting. So I'm definitely eager to see what's gonna happen with that. And I want to see what's gonna happen with LeBron. I'm really, eager to see because LeBron's been talking a lot of stuff that I didn't like, man. Two statements he made this season that kind of like rubbed me the wrong way. first statement was the Utah Jazz, man. He was saying, this was around the All-Star break, when he was saying they was like doing their picks for the you know, All-Star team or whatever. And it just so happened that the two Utah players got picked last. Then he said something crazy like, don't nobody, you know, since back in the day when we was playing like live, nobody would mess with Utah. And I just thought that was disrespectful, man, because, you know, back in the day you had Karl Malone, John Stockton, you know, Utah Jazz has always been a formidable team, man. I just didn't like that. I just thought that was disrespectful.
But
I thought that was cocky. No, but they've been good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
know.
For him to say
the
that.
Truth,
I
hey,
mean,
the truth hurts, though.
Who did win in the Jordan era? You know what I'm saying? But they did make back-to-back finals. You know what I'm saying? They lost to Michael Jordan. It was
And the Buffalo Bills went to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row.
Yeah, so, you know, so it was cocky, but now what I'm trying to say is watch what you say. Now you're in a playing tournament. You know what I'm saying? So now, and then this is the other part that pisses me off with LeBron. And, you know, I rocks with LeBron, man. Shout out, man. I'm from Cleveland, man, so I'll always be, you know, a fan of LeBron of what he did for my city. But the other part that he said was like, now, remember I just set it up. I just said how they've been losing, and now they're going to have to be in a playing tournament. So just a few days ago, they asked him LeBron James some questions, and he was like, oh, whoever created this playing tournament should be fired. Like, come on, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now, because your team then, like, kind of fell off a little bit, and you got to play in the playing tournament. Now they need to be fired? Like, come on, man. Like, but if you was still the number one, number two seed, you could care less. You know, so, you know, so we'll see, man. You know, just, you know, I don't know. So we'll see how that goes, man. So, but it's just going to, you know, LeBron is always going to bring the drama, but, you know, it should be interesting. So that's what's happening with that. Let's see here. What else we have in the news? So yesterday, what was that, Saturday, we had another Versus. And the Versus was good, man. I caught it kind of late, you know what I'm saying? I was a little tired. So I missed, like, the first part of it. But I came in at a good time. So just to bring everybody up to speed, the Verses that we had last night was like some R&B, but it was two 90s groups from the two big time, you know, 90s groups, you know, that competed with the Verses. So we had Xscape versus SWV, and it was chill, man. Just some real mellow. Took me back to like my middle school, high school days, you know what I'm saying, with the slow jams and everything like that. But I came in, I guess, at the intermission, so I probably missed the first song. So I think I missed, they probably, because the songs I don't remember them doing, so they had to do it before I came in, was probably like Xscape, the Just Kicking It song that was a popular, that was probably like their first big hit, Just Kicking It, yeah. Oh, and then SWV, Right Here. I'm kind of pissed off I missed that. I really like that song. That's the Right Here with the Human Nature beat or whatever, the Michael Jackson beat. And then Downtown, I think SWV probably did Downtown too. So I missed that. But I came in on the interlude, man, and shout out to the DJs. And once again, this is the Verses that I like. I like two separate DJs. This is why I didn't like the Method Man, Red Man Verses, because like I said, they had one DJ. And to me, I just didn't like how they did it. But it got back to the essence of it. So anyway, long story short, SWV, you know, they had Spinderella, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to Spinderella. She was a legendary DJ for Salt and Pepper, you know what I'm saying? She's been around since the 80s. And then for Xscape, and this had to be Candy, you know what I'm saying? Because Candy be getting to it, man. I rock with Candy. Talk about entrepreneurs, man. She got business on business on top of business down at ATL, doing really good for herself. You know, Real Housewives of Atlanta and all that stuff. So to me, she had to probably hook this up. But she got this one DJ. This is the first time I heard of him, but he was doing his thing, man. Really represented for the A. And his DJ name, A1. I don't know if Black is Hip being the she in Atlanta, but he was really putting it on, playing all the Atlanta hits or whatever, man. Did a good job. So then, you know, so they got everything, you know, going back and forth as far as music, you know what I'm saying? And then when they came back, it was just cool, man. It was good vibes, man. Xscape. Let me see. One of the songs they did that was kind of cool was My Little Secret. That was a cool little song. And then SWV, they did I can't even think of the songs offhand, man. But long story short, it was good, man. It was good for the culture. And then, like, I love just the verses, because like I said, you always see the people in the chat, man. So you had, you know, my chick, Ari Lennox checking in. Just a lot of females, man. A lot of who's who, just Missy Elliott, you know, all the females, you know, checking in and just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? This is great. This is live. You know what I'm saying? So it was cool to have that on the eve of Mother's Day. Just good vibes. And then, of course, SWV, to me, they should have ended with Week, because that was the biggest song by both groups. You know what I'm saying? So, and then Rain was good, too. That was another song SWV did. But you know, Week should have been the last song, but because, and I think this was another power play from Candy, you know what I'm saying, because she got a lot of pull, like I said. Plus, it was in Atlanta. So then instead of Week ending the whole Versus show, they came with Understanding, and then they ended. But shout out, man. It was just a good time. You know what I'm saying? Just a nice little virtual kind of concert, man. They was going back and forth, man. So it was like a perfect Versus as far as that. So they came out kind of like at the same time and had like kind of like a similar vibe. So shout out to that. And then lastly, before I finish everything up, we probably got about 7 minutes left. I'm going to see if I can stretch this out. But
yeah,
I got a chance to
Canelo.
So what happened with that? With Canelo? Did Canelo
man,
win?
Canelo, yeah. He fractured his old boy orbital bone in three places.
Damn. So where's your orbital bone at?
That's your eyebone, man. Your face.
Damn. I'm about to break dude's eye socket, man. Mess his eyes.
No, he did break the eye socket. That's the orbital bone.
Oh, shit. That shit fucking
eye. He fractured that bitch in three places.
Yeah, Canelo ain't no joke, though, man. I'll fuck with Canelo, man. Canelo's tough, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Canelo. The only time Canelo, you know, that I seen him kind of get schooled was Mayweather. Other than that, because is that his only loss still to this point?
Well,
no, him and, what you call it, going back and forth. Him and Triple G.
Let me put it like this. Technically, yes, Canelo only has one loss. You see what I'm saying? And that's to Mayweather. They cheated Arizona Laura whooped Canelo's ass, and they cheated him, and they gave it to Canelo. And it wasn't even a close fight. You see what I'm saying? Not even a close fight, but they cheated those guys.
I never saw that fight. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the Triple G fights.
Arizona Laura whooped dog shit out of his ass. But they cheated him, and they gave it to Canelo.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, the first Triple G fight, just depending on who the fuck you is, either Triple G won or didn't win. But, like, on paper, Floyd is the only one to ever beat him. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
okay.
Canelo has grown so much to where everybody that he's ducking really ain't on his level no more. You see what I'm saying?
He's nice, man.
Yeah, he's ducking certain fighters, and he's ducking certain fighting styles because he don't want to have to go through the hassle. He don't have to go through the work. You know what I'm talking about? Which, I mean, he could do that shit now. Because, like, motherfucker been in the game for so long as a teenager to where, like, now you can pick and choose who you want to fight.
True. He's made some money, too, definitely.
Yeah, he's definitely made some fucking money. But it was a good fight. Canelo is just, he's on a whole other level when it comes down to his counterpunching now. Like, if you throw something at him, he's hitting you. It doesn't matter. And it's coming hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's got some power, man. He's got some power. That's why watching that fight, I mean, he was just young, too, man. I don't think Mayweather would probably take that fight now, you know what I'm saying? Because I think he's probably
Mayweather
just too powerful.
Right, Mayweather was old when he fought Canelo. You see what I'm saying?
What I'm trying to say is, but Canelo was still young, though. Canelo was still young, you know what I'm saying? So Mayweather was able to just school him. I'm just saying if there was a fight now, I don't think Mayweather would take that fight with Canelo now.
They wouldn't be able to fight now because Canelo's just too big. He's at 168.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And then the nigga be taking a Clint Brutal role and shit. Like, man, look. Come on, man.
So, but that's why that fight to me was epic, an epic fight, because Canelo was still much bigger than him, but Mayweather just
took
school.
Young.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he was young. That's why I'm, so. But, definitely a fan of Canelo, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, definitely doing his thing with that. So I'm going to have to check that out on the replay. Hopefully, I think it's on that probably will replay on Showtime. So I'm going to have to just
That wasn't a Showtime fight. That was a DAZN fight.
Oh, so damn. That ain't even – all right. I have to try to find out on YouTube or some shit then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right. So shout out to Canelo with that. So, perfect setup. You know what I'm saying? So now we got about 3 minutes left. So, two album reviews. So, first one was DJ Khaled. And I kind of skimmed through it, but I kind of knew what I was getting with DJ Khaled. I got to say thumbs down to this particular DJ Khaled album. I'm usually like a, you know, I can kind of, you know, come and go with Khaled, man. Shout out to Khaled. He always has some interesting collaborations or whatever. And I like the way he kind of just, I guess, commercialized the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Growing up, back in the day, I used to love like DJ Clue mixtapes and stuff like that. But, you know, Khaled actually made a business out of it and successful and can tour and, you know, and really make money with these collaborations that he does, even though, yeah, another one, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he's got connections in the game. But this one, I just really, really wasn't feeling, man. Everybody loves that Sorry Not Sorry, and that's just nostalgia to me, man. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that song. You know, I'm not a big fan of that one either. You know, of course, you got Nas, you got Jay-Z.
Yeah,
I see the video.
Yeah, that was the verb is play on that one.
Yeah,
the word
like,
play
yeah,
on that one.
Yeah, people just wanted to see them talk money. You know what I'm saying? And Jay-Z, I'm just a little sick and tired of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Jay-Z as a businessman. But to me, I'm looking at, if I had to make a sports analogy, to me, this is Jay-Z is now Michael Jordan with the Wizards. And I say that to say this.
Damn.
Of course, when he – yeah, this is how I'm saying this now. So,
ooh, low.
Yeah, no. I guess I'm about to explain it now. So, when Michael Jordan was with the Bulls, he was dominating. Nobody like, – we were just talking about how – he was talking about the Jazz. And I was like, yeah, because they went up against Michael Jordan back in the day. Young Jay-Z, Rockefeller Jay-Z, nobody was touching him. You know what I'm saying? He had that Jordan with the Bulls status, right? Now, Jay-Z picks his spots. You know what I'm saying? So it's like Michael Jordan with the Wizards. Now, he's more of a businessman. You know what I'm saying? He's more of a mogul now than a rapper to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not – I don't hear the hunger. I just hear the braggadocious. So it's the same thing when Michael Jordan was with the Wizards. He was more concentrated now. Like, all right, you know, he was still a draw, but you can see he's like, all right, you know, I'm bigger than the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm basically selling my shoes. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to become a owner. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was in transition when he was with the Wizards. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say that's how Jay-Z is now. Whereas Nas, to me, Nas is like the LeBron James of it. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, like, if you look at LeBron's career, you can look at LeBron with the Cavs when he did his thing. You can look at LeBron with the Heat. You can look at LeBron with the Lakers. And that's kind of how Nas is now. You know, all of Nas' albums, he's got such a catalog now that if you listen to any of his albums, it's going to capture that particular era, you know what I'm saying, which is different, a little different from the way Jay-Z did his thing. So, but anyway, really quickly. So with that being the case, I just didn't like the whole collaboration on that because I thought that beat from Song Cry off the Blueprint was such a classic song. Just leave that the way it is. And they tried to, you know, Khaled remixed it or whatever, and they did it. I'm just not a big fan of it, but I definitely love Nas' verse. Jay-Z has a good verse too, but it's just a lot of braggadocious to me. But so that's that. And then Moneybagg Yo, to be continued, you know what I'm saying? I actually started listening to it right before the show. Got into a couple tracks, so I'm going to come back to that because we basically at the limit. I'm surprised Black didn't come in and tell us. We only had like 30 seconds left. It took me over. Black didn't just put the phone down and got with her peoples on Mother's Day, so I ain't going to fault you, Black. So with that being the case, definitely been another hot show. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Shout out to Black with the topic. Shout out to me for the chop-up. Same time next week. Everybody be safe. If you missed the show, definitely, you know, look out for the retweet. And then if you want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG, MOBINNS. And then follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. Of course, we spell it TAWK. Till the next time, same time, next week. Everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace.